Well, it's that time of the week we like to find out what's doing with the Singleton LGA, and we're joined by Mayor Sue Moore. Hello, Sue. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very sad news about Queen Elizabeth last Friday, of course.
Yeah, I think it was a shock to us all. I think we all quietly hoped that she would go on forever, knowing that that wasn't to be. I think it was quite of a shock when we saw the pictures of her with the new Prime Minister. She looked very frail in those pictures.
That's true. And, you know, she was a constant through pretty much everybody's life, wasn't she?
She was. And she was a person that has truly given her entire life for the service of the community. And I really thank her, but also thank her family, listening to the stories of the things that her family has sacrificed because of the service that she gave to all of us. It was astounding. So we've got a lot to be thankful for and thank her and her family for.
And there's a nice way that locals can actually say something.
Yes, we've put forward a condolence book available to sign at the library, but also we've got an online version. So in line with the protocol, of course, our flags are already at half-mast and will remain there until after the funeral service. So doing what we can to comply with what is expected and, of course, pay our dutiful respects to the late Queen Elizabeth II.
Also, at the moment, nominations are open for the Wombo Hall of Fame.
Yeah, very excited with this one once again. We've had a number of years at the Wombo Cole Hall of Fame, so nominations are open. This is our 13th year, so it can recognise individuals, organisations or connected families, like in the same family. There are requirements for being born in Singleton or here most of your substantial life, education, residence or have achieved state, national or international accolations in the field of their endeavour. So there's several different categories and nominations are for arts and science, education, community service, sports, public service, business and industry and tourism and connected families. So they're the categories that we're hoping to seek nominations for. Nominations close on the 30th of September and the inductees will be announced at a special ceremony in November. And if you want more information, you can check out our website and download a nomination form. And just, I know you asked before about your nomination.
Has anybody put mine in this year? I think I just missed out last year.
I think so. But we're encouraging people, if they know somebody that's worthy, please don't just sit there and expect that somebody else is going to nominate. There was young Liam that was nominated last year was nominated by two separate people. Two separate bodies, so that was great to see that he was so highly thought of in that regard.
Well, as I like to say at this time of year, don't forget the broadcasters. And finally, Singleton Council is encouraging us to save power.
Well, another opportunity at the library. We're offering save power kits from the library, so there's two kits there that you can borrow from the library to help assess what you can do to help cut your power needs. And so, therefore save your electricity bill somewhat. So you can buy the kit for a period of a week or you can reserve it at the front counter. So this is part of our initiative that we've been recognised for completing one of our city power partnership goals, which is to install solar panels on key council facilities. So we're very pleased to have completed that goal. And, likewise, very pleased to be able to provide these kits to the community to help them save money.
Fantastic initiative. Well done to Singleton Council. Sue Moore, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date.
No worries. Thank you. Cheers.